Jesus' death on the cross reached a stunning climax when he shouted, "It is finished!" But what exactly was finished? The answer lies in comprehending not only what he did for us, but also what he did to the devil at the cross. Jesus spelled out the Great Commission twice. In Mark 16, verse 15, he sent us to preach the gospel to all creation. This is the individual mandate. But in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, he commanded us to make disciples of all the nations. Notice that Jesus did not say that we should make disciples in all the nations, but rather of all the nations. This is the corporate mandate. These two are complementary yet different dimensions of the Great Commission. Historically, and more so in the last two centuries, the Church has done a great job leading individuals to faith in Jesus. Yet in spite of the large numbers of new believers, very few nations are being discipled, if any at all. Apparently, leading people to Christ does not necessarily result in a nation being discipled, no matter how large the number of new disciples turns out to be. A case in point is Guatemala, a beautiful country that reputedly has the highest percentage of born-again Christians in Latin America. Add to this that Guatemala has had two evangelical presidents who were very intentional about sharing their faith, coupled with some of the most dynamic megachurches and a nationwide network of Christian radio stations that saturate the land 24/7 with evangelism and Bible teaching, and it would seem we have the key elements for the transformation of a nation. Guatemala ranks among the bottom five nations of the Caribbean and Latin America, however, when it comes to security, economics, and transparency in government. It ranks behind even Haiti, another beautiful nation, but one immersed in witchcraft. Why? I respectfully suggest that it is because the Church has not been as intentional about discipling the nation as it is about discipling individuals. Integrating these two dimensions of the Great Commission is the missing key, and how to do that is the central theme of this book. While joyfully celebrating its efforts in preaching to every creature, the Church must now discover and embrace the other side of the Great Commission, to disciple all nations. Did Jesus really mean to disciple nations, or was he referring to ethnic groups instead of the politically organized entity that constitutes a nation? This is a relevant question, because the Greek word for nations used in Matthew 28, verse 19, is ethna, which is also used to describe ethnic groups. Could it be that Jesus sent us to disciple ethnic groups so that once representatives from all of them have been saved, his return would occur? Since the individual mandate in Mark 16, verse 15, to preach to every creature, is something that we all seem to agree on, let's examine the corporate side of the Great Commission in Matthew 28. The action verb Jesus used was not to preach to, but rather to disciple all nations. Nor did he qualify this command in any way, shape, or form. He was emphatic. Disciple all the nations. Authority to recover everything lost. Jesus prefaced his specific reference to discipling nations with the assertion that he has absolute authority both in heaven and on earth. Authority in heaven was something he already possessed as the Word, by whom and through whom all things were created. See Matthew 28, verse 18, and John 1, verses 1 through 3. But he subsequently established his authority.